Welcome to Modern Day Abigails. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So let's listen to God's Word, where everyday lives transform and where we can become the women God created us to be.
Less than 10 days, it's going to be officially spring. But a lot of the plants are getting a head start, and I'm seeing blooms, and one of them is my wisteria. And so I was getting to work at home the other day, and Ray had come home, and I hear him, "Hey," he goes, "you need to take a break. Come here and watch the bees." And we went down, and we stood in front
of... Which you love.
I love that. I love hearing them. And it's the big bumblebees, and I saw two different type of butterflies. I think it's called the Queen Anne because it's a big yellow one. I have to ask our friends. And then the other one was a monarch butterfly, and they were huge, and the bumblebees and the big bees. And we just stood by the wisteria, and we could smell it. That wind was blowing just enough to where I can actually smell, Joanna, and we could smell the wisteria.
Nice.
It was wonderful just standing there. The bees are used to us. We just high-five their little, you know, they swing by, and we just high-five their little legs, one of the six little legs. Not really, but.
Yeah,
I would totally give them one little high five, but they're not quite there. Yeah. I am. But this is what she's feeling, this freedom. She's reunited with her love. She's forgiven. She's experienced that forgiveness. You see the bearing of the fruit, you know, because without buds and flowers first, there would be no fruit. So when God forgives, it's beautiful. And David, who knows more about forgiveness than probably any of us, in Psalm 103, he wrote in verse 11, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." That is forgiveness. And she's experienced this freedom in forgiveness. And it is pretty. When we experience that forgiveness and that freedom and that forgiveness, it is just a weight. And you can't help but want to sing and dance before the Lord.
Yep.
So in verse 13, she says, "The beloved and his friends, return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you, the Shulamite. What would you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the dance of the two camps." So it appears that they enjoyed being around her now. They're like really wanting to be around her. They didn't want her to go. And I believe that this is a picture of the peace when we have Jesus. I love that one friend of ours in the church. You know, I just like hanging around her because she has so much peace. And considering the things that she's been through, you feel her peace.
A lot of loss.
Our gardening friends.
A lot of loss from her.
Oh, yes, she has.
Family.
Oh, God. Now I'm following now because I'm like, "You're lost? What do you mean you're lost?" Never mind. She's experienced a lot of loss.
A lot of loss.
Her peace about her, you just can't help but want to just hang out with her because she has so much peace. I tell her that all the time. I just like hanging out with you because you have so much peace. And I have to, and that's what we're supposed to have. We're supposed to be peacemakers. We're supposed to have that peace. I do it sometimes at work. I try to use my calm voice when tempers are flaring up. Now, sometimes it's my temper flaring up, and the Lord has to remind me, "Hey, chill." But there's been times that, you know, there's people getting upset, and I just will bring out my calm voice and say, hey, you know, let's just settle down. Sometimes I just switch the subject, trying to help out, you know, because we do got a lot going on, and it's always nice to have somebody there who can say, "Hey, you know what? I know there's a lot going on. Let's just take a minute. Let's just take a minute. You know, her response may also show that she's having a struggle with an internal battle. You know, so I'm going to kind of throw my thoughts out there. You know, she grew up feeling worthless and alone. So why would they be interested in her? I remember that I didn't trust women for a long time. And if you showed any interest in me, I figured that something was wrong and that you're just about to make fun of me or you were planning something terrible, you know, because I had so much untrust for people. So when people were nice to me, I thought they were up to something.
Sure.
What are you up to? And so often in our trials, when the Lord is healing us and healing us or preparing us, we feel so down. That's why would anybody be around us? You know, we often keep to ourselves from others for that reason. because the enemy doesn't want us content. He wants us to feel not content. We're not supposed to be, we're supposed to be content. He doesn't want us content. He wants us to feel useless. He wants us to keep us down. But the Lord is the one who lifts us up. He then sends others to help us. You know, like in Luke 21:28, it says, now when these things began to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Let's not forget our Redeemer. In Hebrews 13:5-6, it says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You know, so she was probably having a bit of an internal struggle because she went from worthless to where people want to be around her. And she's probably thinking, wait, can I trust these people? Why would you want to be around me? You know, and I do, and I get her struggle. You know, what do we see? We should be bringing in all of this. What do we see? We should be, or as I tell the kids in children's church, what's our application? We should be bringing people to Jesus. Jesus is preparing a place for us. So we need to be prepared for eternity. Jesus is coming back for us. We need to be a bride ready for him. Jesus is a restorer. And we're going to be constantly restored. But are you allowing him to restore you? Jesus is all we need, and he will complete the work he began in us. You see, God made a promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we do bad things. You know, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For God, while we were yet sinners, though, God sent Jesus. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus offered to pay a debt. We have a, you know what a debt is. Joanna, you're an accountant. What's a debt?
When I owe somebody some money.
Well, when our sin created a debt. But that debt can't be paid for. There's no price that we can offer, not ourselves. But Jesus said he was willing to pay that debt because for he who made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And God said that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts he was raised from the dead, we would be saved. And saying in Luke 24:7, it says, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered to the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And we see it again in 1 Corinthians 15:4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. So we have to see that we are sinners, that we have a debt that needs to be paid, and that we can't pay it, but Jesus can pay that debt, and he offered to pay that way. Because he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And so when we tell Jesus, we call upon Jesus, we know that we're sinners and that we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and that he was raised to be from the dead, we can have salvation and we can be, and then he will immediately start making us brides for Christ. He will start working on us, restoring us. When we ask for forgiveness, he'll ask us to forgive others. So ladies, I'm just asking you to think about it. After all we read today, do you know that you're a sinner? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? And do you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead? If that's true, you're saved. Let us know. We'll help you. Joanna, what other final thoughts do we have on this?
I have a comment about the goat's hair.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. It's beautiful hair.
Okay. So on Facebook, there's this girl that I watch, and she's a shearer.
Oh.
She shears the goats and the lambs, and it's pretty cool to watch because she's got all kinds. So one day, this sheep walked up, and in it had the most beautiful, long, flowing, blonde hair. I thought they'd put a dang wig on it.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's the sheep in Israel.
Yes, yes. And they do. And it does look like flowing long hair when they're running.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And she was saying, like, these are the sheep that are in Israel. And she was talking about it. And she gave it a name and the kind of sheep that it is. And I forgot to write it down. But I was like, I watched that thing at least 5 times just staring at that sheep. I'm like, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And now I know what they're talking about because the sheep here in Texas do not look like
our sheep don't look like that.
Oh, no. They look like little white poodles.
Yes.
Okay. But no, this was beautiful. absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I've read that. I'm glad you saw it.
Made an impression on me. And so anyway, I just wanted to tell you that.
I'm glad.
That beautiful goat's hair.
Yeah. So we know that what the Bible's saying about the goat hair, there really is goat hair that is that beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That you wish you had goat hair. Could you imagine?
I
goat hair.
I was so jealous.
I get that.
I was jealous of this goat's hair.
I would be too.
Anyway, that's my contribution.
I'm so glad. I'm really glad. Don't choke.
And I want to say to Pastor Ray, I'm really sorry about the slime popping and bubbles. And no, I'm not going to stop. And yes, I will bring
it fun
next time.
I'm having a good time with
it. So I'm sorry, not sorry.
But yeah, so if you want to send us an email at moderndayabigails.com.
Or modern day Abigails at Gmail.
Okay, yeah.
We have a Gmail.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you can go to the website, moderndayabigails.com. It takes you to our church website, to our page. Or you can email us at moderndayabigails@gmail.com. Joanna watches that email. I'm not very good at it, and I got to get it on my computer one of these days.
Set up on my laptop. So, you can also message us on Facebook or on Facebook.
Yeah, because you're watching that, right? Because I'm not.
Oh, it's okay, automatic.
Good. I'm terrible. You're not good at social media, but I'm even worse.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not good at it, but it does come up on my phone.
I don't even look at it. Somebody's like, hey, did you see that on Facebook?
No.
Huh? No? No? Then, and then somebody's like, why don't you look at Facebook? I'm like, because I don't.
Yeah.
I just don't. But that's okay. Ray's like, I should be like you, not look at it at all. Sorry, I'm just.
I look at sheep shearing videos and cake making videos.
Can't
do either of those, but okay. So the total ends of the spectrum.
I'm just thinking about how's this work out. I guess we can get some goat milk in there, but all right.
Opposite ends of the spectrum. Anywho.
Anywho.
Girls, it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
And
he can restore you and bring you.
He can transform you and heal you inside and out. You want to look different than what you're doing today. You want to feel different than what you're feeling today. There's only one way.
Yep. That's Jesus.
There's one way. And you know what? All you got to do is call his name.
Yep. Call upon the name and call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. It really is that easy.
Yeah.
And you got broken hearts because you're hurting. You just say, Lord, I need you to heal my broken hearts. That's in Luke 4:18. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free. If you're looking at an NIV, you won't find it because they like to take things out. I recommend New King James Version, Luke 4:18. Yeah, it's one we use. And it talks about Jesus came to heal you. He wants to heal our broken hearts. He doesn't want us to stay that way. I can't believe for how long it was that I went with broken hearts.
Sure.
And then as the first one was hard.
Sure.
But after that, you're like, you're addicted to getting your broken hearts healed because you feel so good. Let's do this. Is there any more? Sometimes I'll catch myself. There's any more in here? Is this a broken heart issue? Do we need to work on it? Because I need to get healed. I want to get healed. Because I don't like how I feel.
When the Lord first showed me my sin, and I've said this before, when the Lord first showed me my sin, oh, that was a rough 3 days. I think I was curled up in a ball. But after those 3 days, and he showed me my sin, and he healed my first broken heart, and then I was like, whew, was it a quick thing? And I was like, whew, that was a doozy. And I remember I went, what's next?
Yep.
And it was that day. That day we started working on number two. And some days they were so rough, he would give me a week break. Sometimes in between he would give me a day break. But I would, as soon as we were done, and I would knew that we were done.
Yeah.
I always knew when we were done with that particular broken heart, I'd take a deep breath. Every single time I'd take a deep breath and I'd be like, okay, what's next?
Sometimes
I'm
glad you get to plan yours. I didn't get to plan one of mine. I was at work. And I could tell he was working on me and he wanted me to have a broken heart healed. I'm like, Lord, I am at work. I do not have time for this. Yeah. And it was like, and you know what the Lord goes? You know, it's lunchtime, right? And I'm telling you, I hadn't had. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go to Sonic, grab a drink, find a park, and I'm going to sit at the park and go and do this. And I remember I must have had 4 phone calls on my way to Sonic. And I'm like, Lord, this ain't working. I was a wreck by the time I got to the park.
I remember that day vividly.
I was a complete wreck. But he showed me that Isaiah 43 where he says, I'm making a new path. I'm making a new way.
Yeah.
And you know what I never realized? You know, making a river in the desert is probably not easy work.
No.
No. So I think he was letting me know, like, hey, I'm going to heal this broken heart, but it's going to be a journey.
Yeah. And it was just it was. To get to Sonic.
Yeah, well, I know. I was trying to get to Sonic just to grab a drink. I was like, I should have
a mini
Sonic
journey thing. Within the journey.
I'm trying to grab some lunch so I can eat and get my broken heart healed, okay? Yeah, I got a lot to do in an hour.
Trying to get a broken heart healed here. Yeah. So,
well, couldn't wait until I got home. No. And that was okay because I was glad. I felt better when I got to work. It was healed and I felt better. And then, it's a good thing.
And sometimes we're in a position to where we can literally, we're already on the floor.
Yep.
Probably in a ball.
Yep. Curled
and,
up.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Bottom
it's
of bathtub.
Literally okay to just say, Jesus, help me. Because sometimes
that's all we got.
That's all you got.
Sometimes you just cry and you can't even say that.
Yeah.
Just
but you crying. Know what? It's okay. Our spirit.
Yeah. You know what? He showed us through
Martha. Groans for us.
And pleads and Mary for us. And Martha showed us that Jesus is right there when we're crying.
Oh, yeah.
So even when we're crying, he'll just be right there.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, but it's his fault. Yeah, but he sometimes we have to hurt so we can get.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does hurt.
It does. It's sometimes it's unbearable.
But that's the only way we can get healed.
It's unbearable. But that's okay. It's all temporary. Yep. And I've said this before. There was a time where I remember I was so distraught about my marriage and what was going on and the things the Lord was showing me about everything. And I remember sitting in my den. And I was sitting Indian style, and I was just rocking back and forth, and I was wailing. And this went on for a couple of hours, and I just remember, I'm not kidding, I felt the Lord sit behind me. He wrapped his arms around me, and we just rocked together for what felt like hours. Could have been 5 minutes. I don't know. Yeah. But we just sat there, and I felt like we just cried together.
Exactly. And that's the way it should be. That's that relationship building. I remember, like I said, when the Lord.
I'll never forget it. It finally, was so real.
When the Lord finally got me to admit that I was nothing but an ant that was squishable, I remember I remember that warmth. I just remember feeling like I was in a cone of warmth.
Yeah.
And having this conversation with him. And, you know, we had to have a come to realization meeting that, you know, he was in control. I was not.
Yeah.
And I needed to make some changes.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful after that. I didn't
want to get up. I wanted to stay right there
forever. When I remember when that warmth cone, whatever you can call it, went away, I remember thinking, oh man.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh my gosh, it must have been hours. And I looked at the clock.
Yeah. It was hours.
I don't even think that clock moved 1 second.
Yeah.
But it felt so long.
Yeah. Again, I didn't have a clock in front of me, so I don't know that I felt like it was
I did
because
I was afraid I was going to be late to work.
Yeah, it was probably and just I wasn't. Minutes, though.
But you know what? I was at a daycare at a busy time in the morning. There should have been a lot of people, and there was nobody around. Just him and I. It was beautiful.
You know what's funny is, was there people around, and you just didn't? The Lord isolated you.
It might have been. I know. I don't know. I remember.
When I hear you tell that story, I sometimes wonder, were there people around and she just didn't know?
Maybe. I just remember when that warmth went away and we were ended our conversation. I remember being upset, but I remember thinking, I am going to be late to work. And I remember looking at the clock going, wait, it's like no time had passed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
by the way,
he's like, so awesome.
He gets to control that. Yeah,
he's so awesome. He made sure I wasn't even late to work.
Yeah. Yeah, he could control time. How about that?
Yeah.
Now, that's amazing. He can do that. He can do anything.
Exactly. So ladies, he can improve your life. He can improve your marriage. He can help you with your kids. You just have to let him.
Be brave. Take the step. Take the first step.
Yep. And just say, Lord, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
That's all he wants to know is, hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then
because
prepare.
Again, he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. He just doesn't do it.
He wants to complete the work in you.
Yeah.
All right, so
we love you, girls.
Yep. Our Father, Holy One of Israel, the Great I Am, the Maker of Heaven and Earth. We thank you for this lesson, Lord. We are just asking for lives to change. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for making us this beautiful bride, Lord. And we just want to find our peace in you, but we want to do your will. We want to be prepared for eternity, Lord. We're asking you that those who are listening, that you would save those who need to be saved, that you will walk with those who are just needing your help, Lord. To restore, to forgive. Lord, if there's anyone contemplating suicide, let them feel their worth, Lord. Show them how worthy, that they are so valuable to you, that you look at them like jewels. You don't just dress up a bride as anything. You know, you dress up the bride because of love. And so, Lord, if there's any woman out there who's feeling like she just wants to give up, she just wants to die,
Show her how valuable she is. Show her that she is a beautiful jewel and that she is worth it, Lord, that you're fighting for her because you love her. Lord, we're just asking you to help us. And Lord, just taper off the warfare because we know there's going to be warfare coming up because of this. So we're just asking you to, you know, taper it down, smack it down or something. So Lord, we just thank you so much for what you're doing. You are gracious. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And I am so looking forward to eternity with you. And I'm so looking forward to seeing that creature with all the eyeballs and all the wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You are loved. You are cherished. And we do pray over you.
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right. You're in charge.
Love you, girls.
Love you. You're in charge of the button.
All right. Push in.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for letting us share our tools to become the women God created us to be. If we encouraged you today, visit us at moderndayabigails.com. Remember, you are loved, cherished, and prayed over.